Yo, what's up? Yeah. I sound good. Yeah. Don't get me started on how fun I am. Yeah. This is the AJ Hapcast. And it's me. What's more left to be said? What's left to be said? I mean, it's me. Mean, cocky. Yeah, cocky. I mean, like, yo, how are you doing? No, I'm not really that cocky. How are you doing? I'm recording right now. Like, yeah. I thought I was just supposed to be making sure that my sound was right. And like, yo, so since I found out that I was recording, I'm just like, yo, just go with it. Yo, you can't, like, yo, you can't be a bitch. I mean, like, yeah, you can't be a bitch. So now, bucket recording. Okay, right. This is AJ. Yo, I'm goofy as hell. Yo, so if you're all out there listening, I'm an idiot. I mean, like, so, I mean, like, yo, you just gotta, sometimes you just gotta go with the flow. Jesus Christ. So, how was your weekend? My weekend was cool. I mean, like, yo, I did this shit all weekend. I mean, like, yeah. Let's look into some stories that I looked up. I mean, like, yeah. Oh shit, I gotta look. I got a few books. Black man. Yeah, that always starts out. That always starts out the right way, doesn't it? Black man enslaved by white restaurant manager. Hey, that's justice, baby. No, he should be awarded more than $500,000, court says. Yo, I'm being goofy, but yo, okay. This is the Washington Post. And black man enslaved by white restaurant manager should be awarded more than $500,000. By the courts, that's what the court says. Yo, man, you should give me 2 mil. Fuck that. $2 million. Whatever you told me, I'm gonna fucking be an asshole all the time. All the fucking time. Whatever you say you're gonna give me, I'm gonna ask for more. I'm gonna fucking ask for more. Yeah. So if you say you're gonna give me 500,000, I'm gonna be like, yo, give me two and a half mil. I mean, like, yeah, give me 2.5 mil because you wronged me. I didn't wrong you. Oh, I wish I had that. I wish I had that one. It's like the Coming to America. It's like, yo, your rent is due when dude trying to fake falling down steps. The rent is still due. You ain't hurt. I mean, like, and then he farted. A black man with intellectual disabilities who was enslaved for 5 years at a restaurant in Conway, South Carolina, should be awarded double the amount of restitution from the white man now in prison for the crime, according to a recent court ruling. Hell yeah, he should be fucking. Come on. Why is this even a story? Pay that man. Pay that man. Look at the fucking mugshot. Oh God, this is not the mugshots that I'll be looking for, folks. I'll be wanting to see sexy ladies as part of his 2019 guilty plea to a forced labor charge. Bobby Paul Edwards. Yeah, I made sure I said his name extra clear. 56 was sentenced to 10 years in prison and ordered by a court to pay back John Christopher Smith $273,000 in unpaid wages and overtime compensation at J&J Cafeteria. Yeah, you gotta fucking pay him. Fucking crackers. No, I'm sorry. That was racist. I'm not a lot. Yo, I swear to God. You know what? You know what? This is my show. I'll fucking say what the fuck I want to say. I'll say what the fuck I want to say. And I had to turn down my shit. Like, I don't know why I had echo. I don't know why I had echo up. No, babe, but yeah, I'll say what the fuck I want to say. Fuck that. Pay that fucking man. You owe him 230? Okay. The Court of Appeals. Let's be adults. The Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit ruled on April 21st that the previous amount decided by a district court had erred. Erred means made an error, right? And not accounting for federal labor laws, entitling him to $546,000 or double the amount. They don't know how much they owe that man. God damn, yo, just give him a mil. Fuck it. Just give him a fucking mil. You don't know how much you owe him? And it's in that around fucking area. Yeah, like, yo, give him a fucking $1 million. You know what I mean? Tell him a motherfucking and tell him to go take a long walk. Fuck, man. Like, God damn, yo. I could run this fucking country. I could run this fucking country. I swear to God I could, yo. Yo, I could run this fucking country, yo. Because everybody that claims that they owe something, I would give them fucking like 10% of what they fucking owe, and the rest of that shit would go to fucking taxes. And fucking, yo, I would fucking kill it. I would fucking like, yo, so how much do I owe you? I owe you $30,000? Yeah? Well, here, take $5,000, and the rest is gonna go to the fucking country. Like, give yeah, for taxes. You know what I mean? And yo, I would give him like, listen, not doing too bad. Yo, I owe you, say, I fucked up and owe 30,000. I would be like, yo, like, I'll give you fucking 8,500. And you won't have to pay no taxes for like the next 2 years. I would fucking be like, yo, because that's what the shit is, and I don't know. If that shit would fucking work, that shit probably wouldn't work. We would all be wearing potato sacks as motherfucking clothes. Fucking with me, right? Yeah, fucking with me, but not. Like, yo, I would just be like, yo, fuck that. Or double the amount through physical violence Jeez, like, yeah, now you're putting hands on motherfuckers. And intimidation, Edwards coerced Smith, 43, into working more than 100 hours per week without pay. Yeah, no, won't be me. Nope. I don't give a fuck what the fuck I owe you. I'm not doing that shit. So, yo, you can take me to the back. Take me back to the take me to the back of the woodshed, and you can cock your fucking Luger and fucking like shoot me in the back of the head. Like anything worse, yeah, I'm not doing that. That's slavery. Fuck that. I mean, we're not going back there. I mean, or I'll just fucking beat your fucking ass. I mean, I'll take your fucking gun and beat your ass and convince you. Yeah, that I don't owe you any fucking thing. Yeah. Try to work the shit out with you. This is how it plays out. Yo, this is how it all plays out. I tried to work this shit out with you, man. Like, yo, bro, but you keep insisting. I mean, you keep insisting. I said I would give you like $500 a week. I mean, but you want your money right now. Like, yeah, and you're embarrassing me in front of everybody. You're embarrassing me. You keep coming up on me and telling everybody that, like, yeah, that I owe you. Now, man, like, yeah, that's what the fuck is that? That's how you're gonna do it. That's how you're gonna do it. I owe you $500,000. Now, man, like, yo, so here's what we're gonna do. Let's go out to the boat docks and have a sip. I mean, let's go out to the boat docks and have a sip. I mean, and during that sip, one of us is gonna come back, but it's not gonna be you. Yo, exact. Yo, that's how I feel, man. Like, yo, stop playing. Like, yo, stop playing. 100 hours per week without pay. Fuck out of it. Let's, next story. Next story. It's all blacks too. I don't like that shit. Pastor arrested after sermon on marriage. Police cite complaints of homophobic comments. So what the fuck happened there? Like, yo, like, what is gay marriage supposed to be a thing now? I mean, they always trying to make something a fucking thing. Like, what the fuck? Like, okay. A 71-year-old pastor of a North London church was arrested on April 23rd under the city's Public Order Act for allegedly making homophobic comments during a public sermon video shows. Oh, this was in fucking United Kingdom. How the fuck did I get here? Yeah, at least one United Kingdom based fuck, where we going though? Fuck. At least one United Kingdom based group Christian Concern, which defends people of faith, described the incident as a brutal arrest that sets a bad precedent for religious faith, freedom of speech throughout the country. Okay, yeah, so like, yeah, basically they like over here. It's the same way they are over here. Like, oh, like, if you want to be gay, be gay. Like, if you want to get married and be gay, be fucking married and be gay. Like, not my cup of tea, personally. But I don't give a fuck either way. Like, yeah, like, who cares? Like, who the fuck cares? Yeah, like, yeah, a non-viral video, a now viral video recording of the arrest shows Sherwood standing on a step stool in the Uxbridge London public square before police approach and appear to physically strike him. as he's led away in handcuffs. There's a gay man taking up a hole. So what? For that, I'll have a shot. I'm gonna have a fucking shot. Yo, this is gonna be, this is the fucking AJ podcast. And I fucking love this shit. I've been having fun with this shit all week. And it's not my voice. Like, it's not my, I think I'm losing my, yeah, I'm losing my voice again because I've been fucking, I've been fucking about. Because I've been doing this shit all fucking week. You know what I mean? But I don't care because I love to do it. Take a shot, man. Fuck out of here, man. You think I'm from Brunswick, baby? This is what we do. I don't know about this London shit, but I know about this Jersey shit. Have a little bit of fun. Shit, you gotta have a little bit of fun. Shit, it's not just her. I have a little bit of fun. Let me cut my mic up. God damn, like, yo, like, yeah. I can actually pick my mic up and put it. I'll be having the shit tilted down. Sherwood, a pastor for 35 years, has adamantly denied that he was making any. Yo, he probably gay. He probably got a boyfriend on the side. Yo, and be the motherfuckers that fucking be like, oh, you're going to hell. Oh, you're going to hell. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, let's get this shit out of here, bro. Okay, oh, we're not gonna be in my church. Yeah. I've been in your church, like, yeah, like, oh, God. I'm not gonna do this, so as I am, but fuck. After arrested, after sermon, that was the previous story. Black man, okay. Yo, here's the next one. Hold on, this shit is bullshit. Yo, 15-year-old Rockville boy. Charged with rape. Oh, nah, this is not bullshit. Let's get into this. Shit. 15-year-old Rockville boy charged with raping neighbor. 15 years old. Wow. Yo, police have charged a 15-year-old Rockville boy with rape after they say he threatened a neighbor with a wife and sexually assaulted her. Jesus Christ. I mean, it happens like all over. Where the fuck is Rockville? Yo, I don't know where none of this shit be from. Yo, I don't know where none of this shit. Montgomery County Police said Saturday the teen is being charged as an adult, as he should. Fuck that. With first degree rape, first degree assault, and home invasion. Home invasion. Yeah, that shit is fucked up, man. I don't know where the fuck this shit is, but when I find out, I'm gonna fucking fuck that, man. Like, go fuck that. At 15 years old, you're old enough to know what's wrong is fucking wrong. I mean, like, yeah, you're wrong. Yo, you dead wrong. Yeah, and you're going to fucking jail. And you're gonna find out what rape is really like. At 15. Really, yeah, you're gonna find out what rape is. And you're gonna be on the other fucking side. of finding out what fucking Reaper is. Fuck out of here, babe. Like, yo, fucking, oh my God. Police say grabbed her from behind and threatened her with a knife when she walked into her bathroom. The attacker was wearing a mask. Police say they reviewed surveillance video that showed the attacker running from the area of, okay, so that's how they caught him. Yeah, all right. Like, God damn, bro. Like, yo, you 15, like, yo, it's mad 15-year-old fucking probably, I don't know. This mad 15-year-old girls that's out there that's like fucking like that look good. That you could just fuck them. Like, yeah, oh. And that's what you want to do? You want to break in somebody's house and fucking and just rape them? Jesus Christ. There's some psychological shit behind that. It's I don't know. Like, yo, like, there's some psychological shit behind that that I just can't quite understand. That, like, yeah, we can't build a bond. We can't have a bond. We can't have a or nothing. Is that just, I just gotta, like, I'm gonna fuck you. I'm gonna fuck you wherever you want to. Oh, God. I just, yo, just me talking about, okay, we're gonna end this conversation. Just because just me talking about it makes me feel uncomfortable. Yeah. Just me bringing that type of shit up makes me feel uncomfortable. Because, yo, that's some bullshit. Like, leave the ladies alone. Don't touch them unless they want to be touched. And after this fucking podcast, I'm gonna get on here and flirt with like 100 motherfuckers. But they gonna be I'm gonna flirt with like 100 girls. Maybe not 100, maybe like 3. Yeah, I'm gonna flirt with like 100 girls. I'm gonna flirt with like 3 girls that I have a crush on. Yeah, yo, shout out to, oh yeah, yo, don't make me shout you out. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, don't make me shout you out. Let's see here. Who the fuck? Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm gonna shout out 3 girls, 2 girls, maybe 1. I don't know. Lovable Legacy. Yup. You, cause you are fine. You're so fine. I swear she fine as hell, and she don't even be giving me the fucking I don't give off no creep vibes, so ladies don't like, yeah, like the energy, you give that energy back. I mean, like, I don't give them creep vibes off. Lovable Legacy. Yes. I mean, like, yeah, you and Sha Ray. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, I love you. Yo, she bad. Is she bad? I mean, I hope none of y'all ain't fucking like married or in a relationship. Because, yo, I'm just playing. Like, yo, I love you all. Yeah, I love you. You cool. Like, yeah. That's it. Fuck that. That's it. I'm not about to sit and read my fucking page to you fuckers. This is my show. Fuck that. Yeah. Yeah. So, next story. Next story. Hold up. God damn. Cool. Whoa. Golly. First off, we gotta delete this. Yeah, the motherfucker raped his fucking neighbor, 15 years old. Jesus Christ. You gotta, No way. I would have killed that nigga. I would have shot that motherfucker. Yeah, and motherfucking like, yo, when you down bottom like that, let go. I would have shot that motherfucker, and nobody would have been like, yo, I feel you. Then motherfuckers would have been like, yo, I feel you. Everyone like, yo, I would have shot him too. Yo, that's the thing with down south. That's the whole thing with down south is that, like, yo, motherfuckers, fucking, like, corporal punishment and all that shit. Like, yo, like, yeah, you come up on my property, I'm gonna clap you. You fuck with somebody I fuck with, I'm gonna clap. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And fucking, you come up top. You know what I mean? You come up north. You know what I mean? Or you go out west, like Cali or Bonneau specifically. You know what I mean? If you come up to Jersey and you shoot somebody, they gonna take you to court. You gonna go to court. You know what I mean? And they gonna, try to make it like look like you did something wrong, like you a horrible person. You know what I mean? But fucking like down south, you go to like Alabama, you go to like Georgia. If you step one foot on somebody's fucking property, they're gonna fucking shoot you, and the cops gonna be like, "Well, fuck, like, hey, what you want us to do? Like, yo, you was on this fucking property." That's the shit that, like, yeah, that's the shit that made my fucking people move down south. Like, yeah. I mean, like, yeah, let's moving on. Yeah! Love this shit. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. I will light this shit the fuck up. Oh, this is wow. This is very interesting. Soldiers who went missing on secret U.S. military mission in 1962 to be honored with Maine Memorial. What happened to him? The families of soldiers lost while taking part in a secret U.S. mission during the Vietnam War have long waited their relatives' names included on a Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington. All right, well, because of complexities surrounding Flying Tiger Line 739, which disappeared over the Pacific Ocean in 1962. Damn, that was 1962 was before my mother was born. My mother wasn't even born yet. That hasn't happened. So yeah, I'm not that old, guys. Trust me, I'm not that old. Relatives of the missing military members say they are at last about to receive some recognition, which recognition means probably like a couple bucks. Couple bucks. A memorial will be unveiled in Columbia Falls, Maine on May 15th to honor those who were on Flight 739. Yeah, well, come on. The lonely boat. That's some Rambo shit. Yeah. Watch a fucking Rambo. Y'all make me want to watch Rambo now. Yeah, thank you. I'm gonna be all fucked up. I'm gonna be drunk watching Rambo. Is that the Avery that you want? Is that the Avery that you really want? Yeah. There are many unanswered questions. Yeah, motherfuckers was getting shot. Not gonna find everybody, baby. Because there was some shit going on. God damn. Oh, God. Yo, let me. Next door. Let's find something a little bit more happier. What did I fucking pull out of this fucking shit? God damn. Gloom and doom. Like, fuck, I don't fuck that shit. Yo, we supposed to be having fun, baby. Delete that. Yeah, that's what I'm with. A man admitted to using his dead mother's name to vote for Trump and blamed too much propaganda. How the fuck do you do that? God damn, yo. A man admitted to using his dead mother's name to vote for Trump. Yeah, like using two for one because he wanted to keep voting for Trump. Why would you want to keep voting for? I don't know, yo, when you find out, yo, honestly, like, yo, you find out that Trump signed off on some shit that really helped people. I mean, like, yo, like, he did. I mean, personally, as a person, you might not have liked him. Know what I mean? As a person. But, yo, he signed off on some shit that really helped people. Know what I mean? And, yo, that's pretty cool. Like, yo, I wasn't a Trump supporter. I didn't vote for him. I didn't like do anything. But yo, I'm not gonna sit here and like still kick his back in. You know what I mean? Like, yo, he really passed some laws and that really helped some people. Yeah, cool shit. Yeah, Trump, yo, it's fucked up. Like, yo, it's fucked up that it's fucked up that when they don't like realize, they don't acknowledge you until you're gone. I mean, Clinton was the same way. It was some shit that Clinton had signed in. I mean, it was the same way. They don't know. Like, yo, it's like you're fucking like your first 2 years, you're trying to prove yourself. And then your last 2 years, you're trying to like find out, like you're trying to like get yourself reinstated. Like, so you're fighting against. Yeah, it's weird, man. Like, you're weird. Yo, if I'm fucking president, you know what I'm doing? If I'm president, you know what I'm doing? I'm fucking telling you. Fuck all of you. Fuck Iraq. Fuck Iran. Fuck Afghanistan. And fuck all that shit. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I'm gonna make America great. That's what they said they were supposed to do. I'm gonna fucking, like, yo, we gonna make money. Let's make this fucking money. Yeah. That's what I would be doing. You know what I mean? But that's just me. Stupid old me. What do I know about politics? Now, being like, yeah, I'm gonna make them sell us fucking oil instead of we have to fucking fight for it. No, I'm gonna make them have to fucking, yeah, I'm gonna starve them so much that they're gonna fucking have to give it away. I'm not gonna have to fight for it. I'm gonna fucking make you have to give it to me. That's the fucking yo. On top of the world, I love, I love, I love, I love. What are we doing on time here? What are we doing? I'm the year. I love, I love, I love my calendar girl. 36 minutes. I don't care about a short show. Man, I don't give a fuck about a short show. They're like, yeah. Since I've been fucking running this shit all fucking week. And yo, I am fucking. When I tell you, I'm tired. I'm just sleepy. I'm gonna fucking wreck it. Watch. Okay. So since we're being intimate. Since we're being intimate, is that I want to. And I told my sister, I told my little sister, it was like, I want to do the Stress Factory. I want to do I want to do the Stress Factory. I want to do stand up. I mean, it's like stand up. I mean, and they like, and she like, so why you not? Because I was like, yes, I'm scared. But, yeah, I'm scared. Yeah, I told her, I was like, go straight up. I was like, I'm scared. What is there to be scared of? If I'm funny, if I'm funny, I'm funny. If I'm not, then I'm not. I mean, but I really want to do. So I think I'm gonna do Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Whenever they have, they said they don't have open mics. They was like, yo, you fucking like, yo, you come up. Yo, they said some slick shit on the fucking webpage. Shout out to Stress Factory. They was like, yo, we'll do open mics. Yo, you gonna do, yo, you're an amateur. You're an amateur. Either you're gonna hit this shit. Or you're not gonna hit this shit, but we not playing with you motherfuckers. We ain't got time. Yo, it's like that scared me more. That scared me more. It's like, yo, it's like, yo, we don't do it, the whole fucking, yo, we don't do it. Yo, and that shit scared me. I was like, yo, I'm definitely not going up there. And yo, what's fucked up is that the shit is like a block and a half. It's right behind the Burger King that I go to every day. Yeah. Okay. Okay. It's like, yo, Will, the amateurs. Like, yo, if you, they said some slick shit. I was like, yo, god damn. I was like, I'm not really a comedian. I just tell a couple jokes. I'm just gonna tell a couple jokes. And if the shit is funny, like, yeah. Like, yo, this shit is funny. Nah, they're like, yo, nah, we ain't with that shit. Yeah, that shit out of the fucking life. Oh, God. Oh, all right. Yeah. I'm trying to keep a straight face. No, I can't keep a straight face. So, fuck this shit. Oh my god, yo, there's like Stress Factory, yeah, yo, I've been oh god, yo, this shit made me laugh now. It scared me when I read it, but it had me like laugh. Now I'm laughing. Damn. It's like, what the fuck? Shooter killed two people, injured a third in Wisconsin casino. God damn. A gunman killed two people, injured a third, and was slain by an officer Saturday night at a casino. Yeah, why am I not surprised? Yo, that's why I don't live out west, man. Like, yo, all y'all motherfuckers got casinos and shit. It's just too much going on. The scene of the crime was in the arena of the Oneida Casino, connected to the Radisson Hotel. We have a Radisson out here. I think we do. Conference Center. Hotels said they think the shooter was linked to the casino by an employment status. Yeah, oh yeah, it was an inside job. Of course, it was an inside job. According to W. Luck. Yeah, how the fuck you? Okay, let's be adults. They believed the suspect had a personal relationship with someone who worked at the Duck Creek restaurant. Please keep our community. This is the tweet. Please keep our community in your prayers. There was an active shooter at our hotel and casino tonight. Yeah. Yeah, because you have millions of dollars and I'm trying to steal it. I'm not saying it's okay, but fuck. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm trying to, yeah, I'm not saying it's okay. Delete this. I'll be doing that time. Yo, I'll do 2 hours. I mean, like, I don't give a fuck. I'll do fucking 2 hours. I don't give a fuck about that shit. This is our last story. Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm not gonna do this story. I'm not gonna do this shit because, like, yo, I want to fucking, like, I want y'all to be fucking happy. You know, but I love all you fucking guys. Yeah, and I'm hugging my fucking microphone and all that type of shit. Like, so, yeah. So, is my point. And fucking Yo, I will clown one of you motherfuckers if you ever try to talk shit to me on Twitter. Yo, I'm trying. Oh, yo, shout out to Joe Dot D. Yeah, ugly ass Joe. You know what I mean? Yo, shout out to Joe Dot D. Yo, she bad as fuck. Yo, I hope y'all don't stalk her page because I kind of want her for myself. You know what I mean? I'm about to fuck your head right now. No, I'm not gonna hit her right now because I don't have time for all that shit. I'm not about to fucking have fucking another extra hour. Ugly ass Joe. I'm not even gonna spell her name out because she's all mines, and I'm not gonna fucking tell you how to fucking I mean, shout out to Lovable Legacy. Now, man, because y'all be fucking with me on the page, yeah. Yeah, I love this shit. Sweet Jones. Yeah, Sweet Jones. Now, man, with your big ass head, stop it, shut up. DeAndrea. Now, man, Maddie. Yo, Maddie Batty. Nah, man, Mighty Batty. Nah, man, with her, yo, she's showing off. Nah, man, she's showing off and showing out. Nah, man, I like that shit. So, yeah. That's it. That's the end of the show. I'm fucking like, go. I'm gonna go, I hope I get a good nap and get ready for work tomorrow. Now, man, I love you guys. Yo, I'll see you on tomorrow. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. So what? Right, bye.